Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Brazil's political crisis deepens. The Speaker of the lower house of Congress invalidated a vote last month that launched the impeachment of President Dilma Rousseff. Interim Speaker Valdir Maranhão said a new vote should be taken on whether to impeach the 68-year-old leader. It was not clear why he annulled the first vote. The action comes as the Brazilian Senate continues to prepare to vote this week on whether to suspend Ms. Rousseff from office while an impeachment trial is held. A Mexican judge has ruled that drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman can be extradited to face charges in the United States. Mexico's federal court authority announced the approval of the extradition request Monday, but the final decision lies with the foreign ministry. Guzman's lawyers can appeal the decision. The United Nations Refugee Agency is calling on Kenya to reconsider its plan to close the country's two main refugee camps. The UNHCR says the move would have devastating consequences for hundreds of thousands of people. Kenya announced Friday that it would close the Dadaab and Kakuma refugee camps within the shortest time possible, citing security concerns, particularly from Al-Shabaab, a Somali-backed Islamist group. A tough-talking mayor from the southern Philippines is well ahead in his country's presidential race, according to unofficial vote tallies. The latest returns indicate that Davao City Mayor Rodrigo Duterte's vote count is almost double that of the next highest contender, former Interior Secretary Mar Rojas. Duterte has gained support for his profanity-filled speeches, pledging to combat crime and corruption. This is VOA News. An alliance backing mainstream candidates is claiming victory in Lebanon's first round of local elections. Members of the Beirut List, an alliance backed by former Prime Minister Saad Hariri and other senior politicians, announced they had won all 24 seats in the Beirut municipality. Municipal elections were held in Beirut and in the Bekaa Valley. Officials of the United States and Russia say fighting in Syria between government forces and rebels has been reduced in the regions of North Latakia and East Ghouta. Those areas are part of localized ceasefires brokered by the two countries in April. In a joint statement, the two countries said several other areas are still plagued by violence. The presumptive U.S. presidential nominee Donald Trump is beginning to tap key advisors for a move to the White House should he win the November national election. He has named New Jersey Governor Chris Christie to serve as chairman of a potential transition team. That's Austrian Chancellor Werner Faymann, and he abruptly resigned Monday, 2 weeks after his center-left Social Democratic Party's presidential nominee was defeated in first-round elections by an anti-immigration candidate. Michel Platini will resign as president of European football's governing body. His resignation comes after the Court of Arbitration for Sport failed to overturn his ban, though it did reduce the length of the ban from 6 years to four. Mathieu Riebe is the general secretary of the CAS.
The CAS determined that Michel Platini has breached the FIFA Code of Ethics as he obtained an undue advantage and was guilty of a conflict of interest. The CAS arbitrators considered, however, that the suspension imposed by FIFA was too severe and decided to reduce it to 4 years, which corresponds to the duration of a presidential term.
According to Platini, the verdict is a profound injustice, and he will look to pursue the case in a Swiss court in an effort to preserve his legacy. A British reporter was ordered by state authorities to leave North Korea. Rupert Wingfield Hayes, along with his BBC producer and cameraman, were detained Friday at the Pyongyang airport as they tried to leave the country. The BBC says Wingfield Hayes had recently been detained for insulting the dignity of the country in the run-up to the recent party Congress. British Prime Minister David Cameron says Britain would raise the risk of war if it chooses to leave the European Union. Mr. Cameron gave a major speech on national security Monday. He said isolationism has never served Britain well. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.